there are those moments in rehearsals when, you know, magic happens and we do come up with something. But one thing that I did want from the beginning was a more collaborative thing. But in that, I think we all know where our strengths lie. And, you know, I can't play guitar and come up with some of those lines the way that Russ can. And, you know, Neil handles a majority of, you know, our sound with what he's got going on with the drums. And, you know, I don't write bass lines and Jeremiah's coming up. So it's like, I might come with 80% of a song, which is more of a fully formed idea. And then we build stuff on top of it and everybody adds to it. And I think, you know, that's something that, like any relationship, you learn how to really settle into over time, and I think like we're getting better at that.
Come on, make some noise for Uncle Tigra!
Thank you once again. We're Oco Tigra from right here in Denver, Colorado. We know you're here for 10 Things I Hate About You, but we also appreciate you watching us and our friends still tied.
Writes, I think you're inspired by ideas or stories, but then, you know, like, I don't really feel like it's our responsibility to tell people what the songs are. I know where they've come from, and maybe there was something that inspired, but I think that when you set it loose, then it's kind of out of your hands and it's up to people, which is what we want. I think an element of mystery has kind of always been something that we've wanted to foster. We wrote like a 2 or 3 page mission statement when we started about how we're going to sound, our objective, colors we're going to use on our social media. And I think that was always a common theme, that we didn't want to be like super literal, I guess, maybe with what we were trying to do, or at least where I came from, being more of a songwriter and being very specific, you know, about things. I wanted there to kind of be more of a veil.
An experience.
Yeah.
That's this song, actually.
Red Rocks premieres will continue.
Denver is home to some of the country's best places for concerts, theaters, and events. We're also home to a vibrant arts and cultural scene. That's Arts and Venues Denver. Red Rocks Amphitheater. That's Arts and Venues Denver. The Performing Arts Complex. That's Arts and Venues Denver. The Convention Center, Coliseum, and McNichols Civic Center. That's Arts and Venues Denver. Look around at Denver's array of public art. That's Arts and Venues Denver, too, guiding and maintaining the city's distinguished display. And it's also diverse cultural programs, such as One Book, One Denver, Film Fiesta, and the Five Points Jazz Festival. Arts and Venues Denver aims to amplify our quality of life and enrich our city's vibrancy and culture. Arts and Venues Denver, a dynamic city agency serving you.
I think that's where partnership has really gone good from, because I think you birth a lot of things, and then, you know, we kind of raise it a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I want. I think that, and when you trust people to do that, and, you know, I know that we're all obviously on the same page when it comes to our taste, and we know what we're going for, that it's not a concern that they're going to come up with things that aren't part of what we do, and you just, and it's fun to see where stuff goes or where it changes. And
sometimes the baby dies.
Yeah, you never know.
Oftentimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, it gets to graduate.
Thank you.
got one more song, and then 10 Things I Hate About You is up next. Thank you so much for Oco Tigra. You guys are great. This is a dream come true to play Red Rocks, so thank you so much.
Vapors, you can't see me. Does that